I know, folks, it'll save you tax dollars in the long run.
Absolutely. Lot,
and when you say a landfill, we're not talking just a little money. You're talking millions of dollars. So it's big bucks. So this is a big deal. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. You know, go green. It helps our environment. It's going to help you save money. That's what people want to hear. We're going to save money. And I can tell you, this is not easy for these guys either. You can tell they've been working their tail off trying to get ready for this program.
Yeah.
My hair looked like his before I started this thing.
I was blonde back then.
Change is hard, right? Change is hard for everybody. And this is a very large change that affects every resident in the city. So we're going to get through it together.
Before we get to the recycling part, I want to keep up with some changes. Okay, I know, especially, I'll use myself. My house, the yard guy comes, mows the grass, puts it in a big old bag, and so he's been sitting right where I put my trash cans. They've been picking that bag up. Mm-hmm. Is that going to continue or is that going to cease?
That's not going to continue.
Okay, I told somebody because it makes sense to me. If you're clamping it, putting it in the deal, you're not going to have the manpower then to pick those up anymore.
Yeah. Right.
What I recommend is if your lawn guy is coming to mow your yard and putting in the bag, he needs to take it with him.
Yeah.
You know, the landscaping, they need to change their business plans just like we are ours, okay? So they need to take that trash. They should build into their fees to be able to dispose of that at the landfill. That's my opinion, obviously.
Okay.
But the other thing you can do is a lot of people do their own yards. Mulch is a great idea, right? Mulch it. A lot of people want their yards to look really nice. So that might be a good instance where you might want to get a second cart. And even if you want to do it seasonally, you know, call in March or April and get that second cart. Have it as throughout the summer as you're mowing your yard, stuff like that. And then call us whenever you're done. And it's only $5 a month. So really, it's very affordable to be able to have that service. And two carts is more than enough to have your grass clippings and your house.
Easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that was and David already alluded to the next question. What if I have 16 kids and I have more trash than normal? Then I can get a second cart. Or if,
or
what
a
you
third,
just said.
Or a fourth.
Or
right?
So, I mean, many
five,
you need.
Five, yeah, $5 for each additional cart. I mean, you know, if you want a second cart, it's $1.25 a week, right? So, I mean, you double your capacity. So that kind of puts it in perspective.
And what we didn't know is seasonal. Like the yard deal, that would be an answer to say, you know what? Because it'll probably be cheaper to pay you $5 a month than what he's going to add to my bill to mow that yard.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
throw that bag in the actual container.
Yeah.
So, like right now, I think I might have a blue one that was the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I want to keep that one, can I call? How do I? Tell me the process here.
So once the conversion is in place, so after the 20th of July is when we plan on picking those up. And right now we're still picking up with the old style, right? The rear load trucks, and we've been delivering the carts. And when people ask, can I use my brown cart? And I don't want to tell people no because you're paying for it, right? So you can use the brown cart. We just got to make sure that they're back to their original delivery location on the week of July 20th. But after that day, after July 20th, that's where we're going to really have another project of collecting those containers. Okay, so after July 20th, we'll actually remove the blue containers. And there's going to be a time where if you have trash in your blue container after the conversion, we're not going to pick it up because that's not, you know, we can tell that you're not paying for that service. So we won't pick up the blue carts. For the first week, we still might because we want them empty to come by and collect them. But if you need a second cart, call the city. The city will add it to your water bill, and the city will give us a list of customers who need a second container, and then we will deliver it that week.
Okay, folks, this is real important. So after starting Monday the 20th, mm-hmm. don't use your old containers anymore.
That's exactly.
You know,
right.
Keep it empty, and then okay, like would I leave that blue container at the street? That's where they pick up my trash for it to be picked up. Then starting, it's Tuesday and Friday at Bentwood.
Yep.
So starting Tuesday, would I take all three containers out? The blue one being empty.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then just leave it there the whole week until it's picked up?
Leave it out there, and we'll come by and pick it up. Or at least accessible. You know, if it's where our you know, our guys can get to it without coming onto your property, that's ideal. We don't want to have to come up next to your house. But, you know, for the most part, if we see it, we'll go grab it.
Okay. So that's it. Again, this question came up, and he just answered it again. On your old containers, not full of trash, because I was saying, well, fill it up. They'll dump it and take it when they dump it.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case like a big dumpster. Leave it empty. They'll pick it up that week sometime between Monday and Friday. Ray, you just had a good point. Would you bring that up to everybody and tell us what you just said?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So look, we were kind of talking about when we go live, when to start using the carts, when you were going to, what to do with your old carts. And really, you begin using your new carts to to place your trash the prior week, right? So the week of the 13th, you should start collecting all your waste into the new carts, because that's what we're going to collect them in on the week of the 20th. We'll also, if you place an X on your own container, right? So if you have a tin can or a customer-owned container, if you place a big X on it, we know that you want that thrown away. And that was in the newspaper, and we're trying to get that word out, because a lot of the questions are, okay, what do I do with my old cans? We'll collect those, or like David mentioned, you can take them to Safe Recycling if it's aluminum or tin, and they can recycle them.
That's real good information. Folks, so far I guarantee you, look, just, I didn't even tell the guys this yet. We monitor when you click on our website which shows you click on. And from y'all's first show, we had over 230 clicks. So 230 people, besides people didn't listen to it, which I mean, it's not a ton of people, but that's a pretty good amount of people in San Angelo just from one show, one deal, that wanted to re-listen to that show to get the information. I'm going to tell you right now, you can go to sallison.com if you missed our radio show, or if you've heard it and you said, I didn't catch that, I want to recheck something, and you can re-listen to this show several times, because these guys have given us great information. They've answered every question that I've had doing it. We're going to talk a little bit more about the recycle part now, which I think is confusing some people. If y'all will, let's kind of hit on that. We got the two cans. You can, and it does have the sticker. I've actually read my sticker before the show, and it's pretty self-explanatory.
Sure.
To me, but, you know, and I'm not that bright, folks, so it's pretty easy. So we got it going here. Okay, but recycle. I know one thing that was still confusing was water hoses, I would thought, and hangers, and that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Kind of tell us the yays and the nays.
Yeah, so the recycling facility butts. There's an automated process that is part of it. And so like garden hoses, hangers, extension cords, you know, there's copper in there. You would think they'd be recyclable, but they actually impede the process because they can get tangled up in the machinery. It's still a very manual process. That's why we don't have glass, is because there's a lot of manual hands sorting. So we don't want glass because it might cut somebody. But that's the reason the hangers, the garden hoses, the extension cords, just for the machinery and to protect it.